The Case of the Missing Auntie, A Mighty Muskrat's Mystery, Book 2. Written by Michael Hutchinson, narrated by Gañetillo Horn. Dedication. This book is dedicated to Dorothy and Dick Hutchinson, my mom and dad. I would not be me without them. It is also dedicated to all my aunties and uncles who supported and guided me through my crazy years. And to teachers like Cabbie John, who pointed me in a better direction, even as he had his back to the flames. Chapter 1. A Sister Stolen. Grandpa hasn't seen his little sister since she was taken. As she looked out the back window of the van, Chickadee grappled with the concept of forcefully being pulled from her family. She was also grappling with an idea that was slowly taking shape in her mind. The Mighty Muskrats were on their way to the city. That morning, they had piled into Auntie Maud's vehicle and had spent the past 6 hours counting license plates, watching for animals, both wild and farmed, and stopping at gas stations to pee and then refuel with chips and pop. Taken? Grandpa's little sister? What do you mean? A Tim, seated in the middle, flicked his long hair out of his eyes and scratched his belly. Samuel had the other window, but his nose was buried in a book. Otter was riding shotgun and talking with his aunt. Auntie Maud looked in the rearview mirror at her niece. Chickadee's long black hair hung over her shoulders. She was wearing her favorite black hoodie and looked back at her auntie in the mirror with bright, empathetic eyes. "Grandpa told you about his missing sister?" Auntie Maud gave her a quizzical look. Chickadee nodded. Otter pulled his feet off the dashboard and turned his skinny frame to see his cousin better. His cropped black hair, button nose, and cute face made him look younger than his 11 years. Auntie Maud was impressed with Grandpa's trust in her niece. "He doesn't talk about that much. I only learned about it from Uncle Levi." Chickadee responded to her aunt's reflection. "I asked him what he wanted from the city, and he said all he wanted to know was where they put his baby sister. He said this winter she had called to him in a dream, and then he told me what happened long ago. Short version, I think." Auntie Maud nodded. "It's a sad story. Your great-grandpa died in an accident at work. Your grandpa was just a teenager. Great-grandma Doris tried hard to provide for the family. She worked hard. Young grandpa did too, but one day, when Doris came home from work, the police and the government workers were taking her children away. Your grandpa too. They said there were too many kids, said they were too poor." "But grandpa has brothers and sisters." The largest and most muscled of the muskrats, a Tim, shook his big head slightly, and the fringe of hair over his eyes danced. His mother looked at him in the mirror. "Yeah, but the older kids got sent to residential school. Eventually, they came back. Grandpa's youngest sister never did. She was scooped." "Scooped?" Otter gave his aunt a quizzical look. "Yeah, started back in the 1950s, lasted until the 80s. The government took thousands of First Nations kids and put them up for adoption or fostering, often without the permission or knowledge of their families. Many of them were sent to other provinces or down to the States or to faraway countries like New Zealand." Auntie Maud shook her head sadly. She looked at her sons in the rearview mirror. "I just couldn't imagine someone taking you away from me. What would that do to my heart? It would be broken." "So there were residential schools and scoops?" Otter winced. His parents had been taken from him by a car accident when he was young. Otter knew the pain of losing his mother and father. "Yes. Some say that when the residential schools got a bad reputation and were being shut down, the government's next assimilation tactic was the scoops. There were TV and magazine advertisements about First Nations kids for adoption. Isn't that crazy?" Auntie Maud's voice was incredulous. "So that's what happened to Great Auntie Charlotte?" Chickadee's voice was filled with disappointment. "That's her name?" Auntie Maud was impressed again. Chickadee nodded. "Wow, Grandpa must really trust you. Even Levi didn't know that."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?